It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, there's no way we could stop in Norwalk without going to what I would like to say is kind of the royal family of Norwalk, Connecticut, Stu Leonard's. And I am very excited to meet Sarah Leclerc, because Sarah is not only the manager of Stu Leonard's Gifts, but she also is part of the Leonard family. And so, Sarah, I want to welcome you to the show. And thank you so much for being part of our annual diner tour. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
So you are a member of the Leonard family, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the Leonard family. I'm in the third generation. So my grandfather started this business in 1969. And I have 13 cousins in the third generation, and a lot of us work here. So it's really, really fun. I grew up being a cashier when I was in high school, and then an intern in college, and now I'm managing the gift business. So it's really fun, and I'm really passionate about the business. So I just see everyone in the hallway, and my mom actually started the bakery. When it started, she studied in France, and then she came back here and started the bakery with the croissant. It's just really fun to see all the customers coming in, and Bethy's Bakery is still there and thriving. So I just love being around, the family and the business, and something that, we're all so passionate about.
So your mom is the Hollis Bakery?
My mom is Bethy, and so Stu Leonard's Bakery is Bethy's Bakery, which
yes.
My mom started.
Okay. That is so cool.
Yep.
That's amazing. So I'm horrible at math and also family trees, full disclosure. So is Stu Jr. your uncle?
Stu Jr. is my uncle, yes.
That's so funny. Is he
mom's brother.
Okay. What is he like in real life? I mean, I know Stu. I know him from professionally, but what is it like to work for now your uncle? I mean, I would imagine he has very high standards. I mean, he's kind of like, I always say, like the Walt Disney of Connecticut. So I would imagine it's not just like a walk-on just because you're related.
No, in fact, we have a lot of family rules that you have to work outside of the business before you come back into the business. So I went and worked for different companies. I've been at Campbell's. I went and got my MBA and then came back to the business. So what I would say is, myself and my cousins all have a great amount of experience that we can bring back to the business. And what I would say about Stu is that he's exactly as you know him. So the way he is with you, he is with everybody else. And so it's really fun, a fun culture to be around.
So did you grow up having an interest in working at Stu Leonard's, or was it something that as you got older, you're like, I could see doing this? Like, how did you get involved with it?
Yeah, no, it's been, ever since I was young, I, have loved to just be here on the store floor and, help with customers. And I love that customer experience part of it. And last year, I decided to come back here to work and manage the gift business, which is, we haven't been focusing on it as much. And now, we wanted to put more of an effort into reviving the gift business. So I came here to help to get everything moving. And now we have our great website, stewsgifts.com, with a whole new assortment. So I was really interested in that. And I have a background in marketing. So it's been, it just was a really great fit. And I've been really happy to be helping out here and kind of relaunching this business.
Okay, so you said about a year ago you took on this role.
I did, yes.
Okay, that's the difference. I was born and raised in Connecticut, and Stu Leonard's is a staple in our household. Stewie the Duck is a staple in our household, all the things. But I've got to be honest, yep. In the last year to year and a half, all of a sudden, it feels like they're, for example, like the milk in the glass bottles It's so funny because it's still milk. I mean, granted, you guys have different flavors, but we will truck it down from Milford to Norwalk just to get the chocolate milk in the bottles that you guys sell. Or, I mean, your merch is on fire lately. I mean, it just seems like this is another outlet for what is already a very booming business. It just seems like it has expanded in the last year or two, give or take.
Yes. Yep, definitely. And I think our marketing efforts are a part of that. So, for example, the cookie milk. I don't know if you've tried the cookie milk, but went
I love the cookie milk.
Completely viral. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Okay, well, I'll send you some. But that went completely viral. And, you know, what we did was we went and we said, hey, can we ship glass, you know, a glass bottle that's milk? And everyone thought we were crazy. And we, you know, we figured out how to do it. And we did it. And we sold over 1,000 of them in 2 days, which means that, you know, we had to shut our whole, our cookie milk off of our website because we were selling too much. So that was a good problem to have. So things like that, we're really getting behind those viral items. And it's great to have a store and a brand that everyone knows and that we can piggyback on. So that is definitely helpful. And then our merch, we have our spring totes that are going up on our site soon, which is very exciting. But that's been huge too. Even those squishy toys that are in the store. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Oh, I've heard of them.
But those are another viral item.
Yep. I've noticed those. I also went crazy over the Rich Milk Carton plush toy. I have it on my desk.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yep. I love him. And then I have one at home on my bed. Yes, absolutely. Yep,
definitely.
No shame.
Yeah. And my cousin Chase is also in the marketing department. So she was, you know, helpful in designing that. And yeah, so it's really fun to just work here with my cousins. My brother runs the Yonkers store and now is moving to Danbury. And so it's been a really great experience.
So really quick, your cousin Chase, I can thank Chase for the milk carton plushie.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I have a Chase at home. So that totally makes sense. My son is Chase. And so that makes sense that the Chases in my life really come through for me. That makes total sense. That all checks.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That makes total sense. What about the Stu Leonard socks? Who can I thank for those?
Oh, the socks. The marketing team also, you know, designed those. We have a great, So we have a great designer, you know, in-house that does all of that.
Now, you are also a mom. You've got three boys at home. God bless you.
Yep.
And do they already show any interest in being at Stu Leonard's?
Yeah, it's really fun. My oldest is 7 and my youngest is 3. And yeah, I have three boys, so I'm very outnumbered, except for my female dog. So it's crazy, but, you know, it's fun. And we come here a lot to the store, and the kids always want to take the day off to come from school to come work here. But every time we're kind of, you know, walking around the store and shopping, they like to go back in the bakery and work here. So I think it would be a dream, especially of my oldest, to, you know, work here someday. And any new product ideas that he has, he always, you know, brings them in, and we have to try to see if they would work or not.
That's so neat. And I know you said that it's, I would think, kind of almost a dream come true to be able to work with your family so closely. What has it been like over the years to watch the success and the expansion of not only the Stu Leonard's store, but just the brand and how much it has obviously gone to different locations, but even a swim school opening and scholarships being created, and just the name, like I said, is just a household name. And what has it been like to be on the front lines and part of the family to watch it?
Yeah, it's really fun. I grew up, you know, talking about business at every dinner conversation that we had. So, you know, whether you work here or not, you're a part of it, and, you know, you're an owner. And when you work here, you just feel proud, especially when you see the customers come in and they are just, you know, watching everything going on and this unique experience that you have walking around the store. It's just really, really fun to see, and it makes you feel really good about this brand and where it's going.
Well, Sarah, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Diner Tour. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to make sure our WICC listeners know regarding Stu Leonard's?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I do have a promo code, WICC20, where you can get 20% off your order at stewsgifts.com. for the next week.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
From now until the 17th, you can get 20% off.
Wow. Sarah, thank you so much. You really are the woman who gives the gifts. You are the gift lady.
Exactly.
That is you.
Exactly, the gift lady. You can call me that.
Wow, that is incredible. I want to thank you so much. And also, I mean, so now I got to do my online shopping, and then I got to go in person to go get my cones, because I love the cones. I love my cones.
Exactly.
Oh,
maybe ice cream will be next. We never know what we're going to ship next.
I can't wait. I will be waiting and watching and getting online. And for those of you who want to also get a link to the Stew's gift site, we will link it to our website, voiceofct.com. Sarah LeClerc, I want to thank you again so much, manager of gifts for Stew Leonard's, and hopefully I'll see you really soon.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Again, Sarah LeClerc here on WICC. We are going to be right back with our diner tour stop number 2 right here in Norwalk with more guests on the way.